The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms. Call 327-8686 and by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. I'll get that out in a minute. My good friend, co-host, Mr. Rector's here this morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, sir. And we have two very special guests, which this is going to be interesting to say the least. My lovely bride, Rhonda, and his lovely bride, Teresa. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You hear the applause in the background, right? So this is a trial run. Nobody knows what to expect yet. But anyway, every week we start out talking about weather, so I guess we need to do that again.
Gorgeous day outside today.
We had a gorgeous week, but we had rained a couple times, and I guess it was Thursday morning. It got a little colder than what we were expecting because Tommy said he had ice on the windshield. I didn't up the street, but in the morning it's going to get kind of nippy, I think. They have changed it from 36 to 38, but I don't know how much difference that's going to make. But
I just heard the record was 38, so they said we'll be pushing it probably out at your place, definitely.
Yeah, at the house anyway, because we're 5 degrees colder at the house than we are at the nursery, because we're down by the creek in the hole kind of thing. But
evidently, Tommy's colder than your house. He has put ice on his windshield the other day.
Well, that you got to understand, that's Tommy, too. So. But he's kind of wore out this spring, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, if you got all those vegetables and tender annuals, probably need to think about covering up again, even though last week I said we were past it. So Mr. Rector was wrong the first Easter.
And yeah, I was wrong. Mother's Day. Wrong about a month ago.
Yeah. So we're kind of... This is uncharted territory, let's say. Well, we have had cold weather, and we've actually had snow on May the 10th before back in the 80s.
But, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a late winter that winter, but still hadn't been that terribly cold, so that's a good thing. So.
Well, it's been a gorgeous spring. This is the first spring we've had in a couple of years, so it's been nice to – I enjoy being cool in the morning and know it's going to warm up later in the day, so it's –
But a good thing about it, the nighttime temperature still hadn't gotten up. They're still hanging in the 40s, which is a good thing. So, anyway, okay, ladies, it's Mother's Day. That means we're supposed to be out of the spring and getting into the summer weather, but it doesn't look like it's happening yet. I don't even know what I'm supposed to ask them. This is going to be interesting. But anyway, okay.
Well, an interesting story about this is that Teresa and Rhonda met before me and you, actually.
Yeah, a long time
back
ago.
We were just talking about it.
Days out, dinosaurs roamed the planet.
Oh, here we go, Steve.
I wouldn't call it dinosaur years, okay?
Those were the glory years.
I would not call it dinosaur years. I'd be careful how you state that.
I just remember Rhonda being the most amazing shag dancer I had ever seen when she would pop out there. We worked at Madeline's together.
Yes, we did.
At Holiday Inn at Carowinds a million years ago. It was wonderful. You were a wonderful dancer, and she was fun to be around. We had.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We had beach night on Friday and Saturday nights, and had a lot of the shag clubs come in, and Chris Beachley at the time was the DJ, and he was awesome. And I would stop and dance with some of the customers, which kind of helps your tips along
the
way.
Yes, it did. We had another little DJ that's still around Rock Hill now.
Doc.
Yeah.
Doc
Morton.
Jimmy Morton. Yeah.
He now owns Morton Amusement with
the
water slides and all.
Right down the road from here.
He's owned a little bit of something all the time since I've known him.
Well, he was daddy's money there for
a
long
time.
Yes, he
was. I never paid an entry fee. Not that I've ever been there.
Kind of hard to pay an entry fee if you don't go.
Whatever you say, Steve.
Yep. But anyway, ladies, I let Rhonda go first. You can kind of elaborate on how this spring's been, since it's been something record-breaking, I guess, mm-hmm. for both of us. I mean, I know I've been kind of ill when I get home at night.
Well, with the weather changing like it has, I mean, you never really know how to deal with it. I mean, with you're having 80 and 90 degree temperatures, and then you go back down to 50 and 60, mm-hmm. it makes it difficult to deal with as far as plants and all. And you just kind of roll with the flow and pray for the best.
That's pretty much it.
Steve comes home, you feed him, he falls asleep in the chair at 7 o'clock. Is that about right? Steve falls asleep in the chair about 7 o'clock when he comes
yeah,
home?
Yeah, he comes home after a rough day at the yeah. nursery, and we eat dinner, and the next thing I know, he's asleep. And I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, you going to sleep? And he's like, yeah, I'm tired. Okay.
That's a 60-something thing.
Hey, that's a 50-something thing, too.
We're lucky we got a lot of our plants in the ground initially. So, David, now that he's completely exhausted, he would not be in the mood to do that. But I'm trying my first year with a lime tree. And so I'm going to be rescuing my lime tree, bringing it inside tonight so that it lives to see another day. But I love warm weather. I love it. I do like the brisk mornings. Being home, I'm a stay-at-home cat mom now. And I have really enjoyed being able to get outside and sit in the peace and the quiet and watch my garden grow.
I thought you watched the golf green. Anyway, it's time for our first break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. We're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting customers in the store. We also have curbside service. Call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. More than ever, we're your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Okay, we've got our lovely brides here this morning as our special guest. And I don't know about Teresa, but Rhonda, we dated 4 years, been married, working on 20, and she still doesn't know a whole lot about plants. But that's by choice.
Well, Teresa, we dated for a year and a half, and we've been married 30 years now. And when I say the word fescue, she kind of starts nodding off. There she goes. Now, she has, over the years, I mean, she's understood that I had to work long hours and took care of things at home. And certain times of the year, we do vacations, you know, probably middle of the summer when it slows down, or weird times in the winter when we can get away. And it's
what's a vacation?
Well, Steve, you just enjoy work so much. You can't live where you work. You live on the same piece of property. You need to get you a little condo again, get away from there.
I like the 30-second ride to work, though.
That's not bad.
Maybe a little more than that, probably 2 minutes maybe.
Now, you really have to admit that I have learned a lot about plants in the last...
I knew that was coming.
In the last 20-plus years.
You have.
I've learned a lot about the grass and when to plant and mm-hmm. when not to plant and when to cover them. And I've learned a lot, so mm-hmm. don't even...
But the thing is, when Tom and I get up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to go over there to protect stuff from the freeze or whatever, she just rolls over and goes back to sleep.
But I did hear this morning, I did learn something this morning. Dave made me listen to a radio station on the way here, and they were talking about you have to, when it comes to the freeze, you protect the plants from the sky. So if you can really put something over it It's kind of like protecting them from the sun. And David was saying you water your plants sometimes, which people think would not be a thing, but that helps with that.
We actually have what we call winter protection fabric, and there's different thicknesses. This was developed for the space shuttle program, believe it or not. People don't realize how much stuff for the space programs ended up in everyday life, but we cover them, and it's good to 25 degrees. So if it's above 25, you don't have to worry about it, but we kind of hedge our bets a little bit. We cover them, and then we wet it down. Mm-hmm. As wet as we can get it saturated, and it freezes, so the temperature below the fabric won't get below 32 degrees mm-hmm. because ice is an awesome insulator.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the water thing, that is more for frost. Mm-hmm. Frost will not kill your plants on its own. It's when the sunlight hits it, it burns them.
Okay.
So I know when I was a kid, Daddy'd have us out there with buckets of water, dumping them on tomato plants to wash the frost off of them before the sun came up. And that was a lot of fun for a 10-year-old.
I was about to say, that sounds like great fun.
Yeah, well, for a 10-year-old walking around in the dark with a bucket of water.
Hurry up and water these mater plants so you got to get to school.
You don't understand, though. We had three or four, or not that many, probably 100 tomato plants. I mean, it was a 3-acre garden. I mean, it was huge.
That's amazing. You like tomatoes today.
I love tomatoes today. green beans, not so much.
I know in the past, people used to like to cover their plants with trash bags. They would cut them or some type of plastic. And over the years, I've learned that you don't cover your plants with plastic because it will kill them. It'll burn them up. You cover them with a sheet or a blanket or something of cloth instead of plastic.
Something breathable.
Natural fabric.
I stand corrected. She has learned something.
There you go.
We learn by osmosis, listening to the conversations.
They pay attention.
Sometimes.
More not than as much as y'all do.
We don't have time for that show.
Yeah. Well, my mama always said, behind every great man is a greater woman. So yep. What can we say?
I think we got two great women right here.
And she took after a buddy of mine who always told me I was a legend in my own mind. But anyway. But it's been good.
Which buddy was that?
Mr. Riggs.
Oh.
Yeah. My college buddy. He finally passed away on me a couple of years ago. So anyway.
Bless.
It's been an interesting spring. But actually, pretty good fall for us, too. But spring's been unbelievable.
Well, the spring's starting to bother the sod farm now because we're having issues with the grass. The warm season grass is not growing, and we're cutting so much, selling so much, that we had to put the brakes on one of our zoysias till it warms up. So, next week's supposed to be 80s again, so hopefully we'll kick this out and get in the regular temperatures. And
well, I want to inject that a minute. I've gotten it a bunch this week. Just because of the 70 or 80 degrees air temperature doesn't mean the ground temperature is warmed up.
Nope.
And even your vegetable plants or your annuals or your grass, it's got to get that ground temperature up there a little bit. When it's dropping down to 40 at night, it's hard for it to do that.
Yeah, it's not as when it goes to low of 60s in the night and 80, that's when everything really takes off for plants and grass and everything, really, to be honest with you.
Our grass has greened up some, but it's not totally green yet.
Mm-mm. Yeah, a lot of people are calling with questions about warm season. I think my yard's dead, or certain parts of the yard are green, some aren't. It's just because of the way the sun hits, so it hadn't been warm enough.
We're getting some of that too.
Warm enough to green everything up, really. So
ours needs to be mowed. The mower broke, so we just got it back Wednesday. And been cut lately.
Yeah. I know somebody has a mower.
I do, too. I might call you tomorrow. Monday.
Hey, don't call me on Sunday.
I got a day of it tomorrow. But anyway. Yeah. Anyway, selling a bunch of rocks and
yeah, we're just selling everything. I mean, people are still coming in, doing projects at home, selling a lot of hardscapes stuff along with our grasses, and probably brought in the most grass that we've ever brought in this past 2 weeks just for people picking up, however many pieces or pallets. It's been fun, me and the boys out there trying to label it all and keeping it straight, and people coming up getting this and that, and this, what happened to that pallet? I may have left with somebody else's truck, but we'll do the best we can to count it and lot it out. And a lot of people have a question about is sod there. Well, all you really got to do is call a couple of days ahead. Tell me what you want, whether it's one piece, two pieces, 10 pallets, whatever. I can get on the schedule. But every now and then we do have random grass there to buy, but it's better just to call ahead. And
it's kind of a crapshoot, yeah.
Yeah. Then you get to Carolina fresh cut sod that way.
Yeah, Rhonda came by last Saturday and saw what we've been going through because it was kind of going crazy when she was there. And she ended up answering the phone for me while she was visiting.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
But when you got three people waiting to talk to you and both lines ringing, mm-hmm. sometime, what do you do first?
Yeah.
And I'm not one that if I'm involved with a customer, mm-hmm. I don't like picking up the phone and breaking that conversation.
Yeah, if people are there talking to you, I feel like that's important. And hopefully if people call to either one of our places and don't get us, I hope they will call back and try because we both are open. We've both been open regular hours. Today I'm open 8 to 2, which we're open right now, and Steve's open 9 to 3.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. Been doing that a while now, mm-hmm. haven't we? But 9 to 3, and last Saturday, when I got back to the office, it had started, and it didn't stop till about 4 o'clock. But if somebody comes out, we're not going to run them off and tell them we're closed.
That's so, right.
Yeah, you know, if you're there, when we're there, we'll wait on you. So. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's going to be this next week. And one thing about it, it's rained, but it's rained at night. Mm-hmm. And it's been wet, but we've always had something to do the next day, so... We were booked up pretty bad on the landscaping side, but we've actually caught it up a little bit. So whether that still happens this next week or not, but I would think we're now probably, instead of 14 weeks, we're probably 8 or 10 weeks now.
That's good.
So Tommy, I got to sit down today and kind of figure that out.
But yeah, the weather looks good next week. So
yeah, we can handle.
Get some stuff done.
Some warmer weather, you know. Anyway, time for another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. First of all, thank you for your business. Because of the current health crisis, the swimming season is already in full swing, and we're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting the amount of customers in the store at one time. We're also offering curbside service, or you can call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. For over 40 summers, our family has been serving your family, and in 2020, we'll be working harder than ever to continue as your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
Okay, we're back to this last segment of the Gardener's Bench. And during the break, Teresa asked me a couple questions. I'm going to get her to do them again on the air so we can answer them on the air. You remember your questions? Now that you're 55.
That was over 4 minutes ago.
It's a long time ago.
No, I had a couple of questions, and just as you guys were talking about putting things in, and I know that we planted, you know, tomatoes and herbs and cucumbers and all that good stuff, but I didn't know if there was something that, as it gets warmer, that it's better to wait until it's much warmer to go ahead and plant them. But you were talking about we could plant most anything at this point.
Yeah, anything should be good now. In fact, squash, okra, cucumbers, you name it, should have already been in. But there again, this year's kind of strange with this little cold snap tonight. I think you got plenty of time. You're the one sales meeting.
Well, people do like to alternate when they plant stuff, just that way you don't end up with 500 tomatoes in 2 weeks. But once it gets too hot, I mean, it's hard to get stuff rooted, and we're talking about late June or something. I mean, that's not a great time probably, but you still got a month or two to get some different things in the ground, and so you can harvest at different times, you know.
That's the biggie. You don't want it all coming in at the same exact time. We had that problem 1 year, if I remember right.
Yes, we did.
We spent 2 days doing corn, and then cucumbers and squash and everything else came in on top of it. Mm. The deer took out the cantaloupe, so we didn't have to worry about them.
I never did get a call about that.
And the raccoons took out the watermelon.
Yep.
Oh.
Raccoons. It was really neat. You had this huge watermelon that looked just right. You pick it up, and there was nothing. And they dug a little hole in the end of it, stripped all the guts out of it, and left the shell. And my dad was alive then. He actually had a pile of them at the end of the garden, and Hannah was a little thing then. And she said, that's Pawpaw's watermelons that the coons got.
Well, you did grow them in their yard. So.
Well.
We had the rabbits come and steal all of our carrots, which I know is...
Peter Rabbit. Yeah.
Yes, the usual. Then our cat sent a message, and they don't come anymore.
I need to borrow your cats then, because I got a rabbit infestation.
I got one cat that would, she would eliminate that real quick.
We're the only one in the neighborhood that doesn't have moles anymore.
They were eating on azaleas.
Really?
Ooh.
Pat got mad and called the guy that trapped a beaver for us when we had a beaver problem earlier in the year. And he said, well, he'd never heard of having an infestation of rabbits. So he's a licensed trapper. So he called the game warden. Well, the game warden called me back next day in the morning, and he says, I've never issued an eradication permit for rabbits. Deer, coyotes, the normal thing, but not rabbits. He said, I'm going to have to check on this. So he went up the chain to his captain, called me back and said, they won't let me issue an eradication permit for rabbits. I said, okay, well, what am I supposed to do about rabbits? Build a fence. I said, well, a fence around 20 acres might get a little cost prohibitive. So he said, well, wait till hunting season, have your buddies come out there and let the dogs loose and shoot them all. I said, well, I don't want to kill them all. I just want them to quit eating my azaleas.
Elmer Fudd.
I said, can I pick them up and relocate them? Only on your own property. You're not allowed to transport a wild animal from your property to someone else's property.
Interesting.
I'd never heard that before.
And no one suggested get a cat?
Nope. Yeah. So I'm going to come kidnap your cat one day while y'all gone.
She would be so happy.
And I'll bring her back.
Rabbits are her favorite.
After the rabbits are gone, I'll bring her back.
Yeah, that's fine.
We sell all kind of products that's supposed to keep, you know, wildlife away, but it's just temporary. You spray it and it rains and it's gone and nothing really works.
We had a deer and rabbit repellent. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where Tommy got it, but it worked pretty good.
Did it work good, yeah.
For the first couple months, but then it kind of waned off, and I don't know if Pat wasn't putting it out right or got lazy and didn't put it out when he was supposed to.
Well, there's a product called Milorganite, which is a natural fertilizer recycled from sanitation, really, and you can put it around your plants to keep deer away. Deer do not like that. Actually fertilizes your plants, too, but
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, deer are not – they don't like that, so.
Milorganite's been around for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Used to use it on golf course greens back in the day.
Yeah, we used it out there at Carolina Downs.
I don't know if they still do it or not.
I think there's other products now. But we have a product called Nitro Organite, which is actually from Alabama. Milorganite's from Minnesota. So
I thought it was Milwaukee. Minnesota?
A southern poo, I guess. What did he say?
Okay. I don't know how to respond to that.
That's why Stephen cued
the music. Thank you, Stephen. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. We're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting customers in the store. We also have curbside service. Call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. More than ever, we're your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're going to finish up this rendition of the show, and it's been a pleasure, ladies. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting us.
It went a lot better than I thought it was going to go. I'll actually say that this was David's idea, and it's turned out real well.
I would take credit for it.
Yeah, it's turned out real well.
Market ingenious.
Yeah, I'm going to probably pay for this when I get home tonight, but anyway. But it's been good. Enjoyed it. And we got one more cold spell. Maybe we're done. I'm not going to say we are this time. Yeah. I'm going to say maybe we're done for the season, and it's going to be interesting, but... Yeah, we've got the best selection of plants with this. I guess this is a normal spring that we haven't had in about 10 years.
Exactly, right.
Stuff has grown off now. We got a lot of stuff needs to flush out more, but we got some pretty stuff right now.
Don't forget about Mother's Day. We got Steve has a great selection of plants, like you said. You know, that you've gotten your mother countless trinkets and stuff over the years. Well, why not get her a plant that she can put in the ground and think about you,
that you can put in the ground for her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that'd be good. You can get her a shovel and a plant. We have a lot of good things at the store, all kind of interesting things, and we have a few hanging baskets and geraniums.
Give her the plant, give her the shovel, and tell her to go at it. And she ought to be paying you because she's getting exercise.
And find a grandchild to plant for her. That's the best thing.
Good luck. Good luck. It's going to be interesting, but anyway. Anyway, you have any questions, give us a call at the nursery at 803-329-1080.
And Carolina Fresh is 4372 Old York Road. That's Celanese, 161 Highway there. 803-327-8686. And call us. If we don't answer, like I said, we're probably scrambling around, but call us back and we'll do the best we can to if you need something delivered or answer a question or refer you to, a lot of times I refer you back to Steve. Tell me about something.
And I send them over to you occasionally. I don't know. We try to keep up, but sometimes it's kind of hard. There's so much going on nowadays to figure out what's what. But
like I said, it's a good problem to have. I know a lot of people are not working and doesn't have.
If we don't know the answer, we'll find out an answer. Yeah. They used to call Clemson pretty regular, but I'm not sure they're fully staffed right now. So because I had a little trouble getting a hold of some people, but it's all getting better. I
mean,
it's not this week; it's next week that we come to phase two.
We're slowly work back into it, and hopefully everything will be. That's right. Me and Tracy went by a legal remedy this morning, and the farmer's market's back this week, so they have it over on the right side and have people spaced out really well, so get out there and help those people out. And
I heard it was opening up this week.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, that's it for this week, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.